Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of the show. Thanks for tuning in. It's Mike from the Creative Insights Podcast. Today we're having a very special guest on the show, all the way from sunny San Diego. She's a live video expert and award-winning digital marketing strategist. Her name is Stephanie Liu. She is one of the most sought-after international speakers on live video. She is most notably well known for her Facebook Live show called Live Lights Camera Live, where she helps businesses succeed with live video. She is bringing cutting-edge Facebook Live engagement tactics that anybody can use to boost their results. So no more, I can't connect with my audience, I can't engage. She's a genius, and if you want to know how to use Facebook Live to build your business, I highly recommend listening to this show, and maybe even a few times. We're going to talk about how to turn your ideas, skills, and experience into an engaging live stream. As a master NLP coach, Stephanie is known for her dynamic, energetic stage appearance and cutting-edge Facebook engagement tactics. She has spoken at many online marketing events, and you can see Stephanie at the Social Media Marketing World coming up in March 20th till 22nd, 2019. Well, today, Stephanie will share secrets and strategies on how to launch your Facebook Live show. You will also discover how she started her business and how business owners can brand themselves better with live video. Also, we talked about a brand new platform for live streaming. So stay tuned. She has an inspiring story, sharing her wisdom, coming right up. So here's the big question. How are creative entrepreneurs like us, who live in an ever-changing world, who need to keep up with all the latest trends and developments, how do we keep enjoying what we do to thrive and inspire others? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mike Reinhardt, and this is the Creative Insights Podcast. First of all, thank you for being on the show, and I'm really happy that we finally joined.
Oh yeah, super excited to be here. You know, it's just we made it work.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm happy that you reached out to my message, and also I want to congratulate you on speaking at Social Media World. Social Media Marketing World. So it's a big event coming up.
It sure is. Yeah, I'm super excited about it. I have a bunch of people reaching out saying that they're looking forward to meeting in person, and I'm just ecstatic.
Right. Yeah, it's one of the biggest events for social media. So a lot of well-known people coming and speak at this event. So I would glad to have joined. But I'm all the way over in Europe, so but maybe one day I will come over and see you guys.
Yeah, it's always funny to me because Social Media Marketing World is world, but it's based in the U.S. And I'm like, maybe next time it should be in a different country.
Right, yeah. So you're based in San Diego, right?
Yes, beautiful sunny San Diego, yep.
So now is the weather there today? Is it sunny?
It's sunny, but it's a little chilly, which is kind of silly to say. It's probably like in the 68s. So,
I checked your Instagram, it looks very nice pictures, very attractive to see what you're about and about Facebook Live. I visited also your website. It looks also really. Very nice, I must say. So you did a good job on that.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So, before we continue, I would really like to know more about your story and share some tactics and tips with our listeners listening in to the podcast.
So, first question is, what gave you the idea to, start this Facebook Live business? And why did you start it?
Why did I start live streaming? Well, okay, so it's funny because my background is actually, I'm an ad agency veteran. So I basically spent the last decade and a half working at an ad agency doing PPC and social media. And so I was so used to working at an agency that, I was used to like the 50 plus hours a week and all of that good stuff. You know, a couple of my clients were like Nike, Sephora, Clinique, or Qualcomm, probably some big names that you're familiar with. Right. And what had happened was when I found out that my husband and I were expecting, that's when I realized, 50 plus hours a week and juggling a baby probably wouldn't be the most ideal situation for me, in terms of work-life balance. So that's when I decided, hey, if I could do this for the other big brand names, I sure as heck can do it for myself. So that's when I launched my own boutique social media agency. But then that's when I realized, Mike, that like everyone was calling themselves a social media strategist, right? Like anyone who could post something on Facebook was now considering themselves a strategist, which I think is very different, right? And so to separate myself from the sea of sameness, that's where I said, okay, I'm going to jump into live streaming because live streaming is going to be my opportunity to show audiences and prospective clients what it is exactly that I can do. What it happened then was that anytime I went live, people that I was connected to in the agency world, past clients would reach out to me, and now I was winning new business. So that's how like my online business started. But then other entrepreneurs started to reach out and say, how are you doing that? Like, how are you producing a Facebook live show that looks like nothing else that's out there? And that's when I realized, this could be another revenue stream. This could be where I teach people how to launch their own Facebook live show that's captivating and it stands out from the sea of sameness. And Lights, Camera, Live was born from that.
All right. So you're really focused on the niche, and also at the right timing, because live streaming is really becoming so big right now with all the platforms focusing on video like Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. So you really jumped into the right moment to start out and focusing on this particular subject. And
it's I don't know if you know this, but there were two announcements this week. So the first one was that Amazon now is going to be producing Amazon Live. So if you're a seller, right, if you have a store in Amazon, you can now go live on Amazon through the app or through your desktop to actually demonstrate your product so you can sell more of your product. So I thought that was interesting, right? Like now Amazon is doing that. Yeah. Wow. And then LinkedIn just announced LinkedIn Live, and it's being beta tested, so it's invite only. But now LinkedIn, which has connections to one of the most affluent communities out there, especially from a B2B perspective, you now have the possibility to go ahead and start live streaming there. So there's just so much that you can do with live streaming.
Okay, so that can be very interesting to see the Amazon store with video, and especially also LinkedIn, which is also a huge platform, most people not even using to its full potential. And I guess with live streaming can give a whole new perspective to that. But when people visit your website, what can they expect? I saw that you offer a masterclass and you also have some free guides as well.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? What people find useful on your websites?
Absolutely. So a lot of people, the number one question that I usually get is, how do you use a DSLR when you're live streaming? So there's a step-by-step tutorial that teaches you how to have an HD quality live stream that really just stands out from the rest. So there's tutorials that teach you how to live stream, how to go live on Instagram via your desktop through tools like Lula.tv. There's just a lot of tutorials that are there, but there's also the recaps of Lights, Camera, Live. So Lights, Camera, Live is actually the show itself. Right. And the show is about shining a spotlight on the best and brightest marketers out there. That way you could take your business from unknown to unforgettable. So I've had some amazing guests where we talk about chatbots, how to leverage Facebook groups, you know, how to use blogs to grow your business and your bottom line. So there's just a lot of content that's out there for small business owners in terms of how to make social media work for their business. Right. In addition to that, I pretty much host a mastermind once a year. And this is for like the gung-ho entrepreneurs that realize the potential that live video has to grow their business. So over the course of 6 weeks, we plan out everything about their live show. I'm not talking about just like how to push a button. I'm talking about planning your actual show, creating content that your audience actually craves, how to announce your show. That way, when you actually go live, people are already buzzing beforehand. That way, when you hit the go live button, people are anxiously waiting for you. So over that six week period, we take them from unknown to unforgettable. Like however you thought you were live streaming before now gets branded, now gets promoted in such a way that people are scheduling time in their calendar to watch you so they could stop, look, and listen to what you have to say. And that's pretty much the mastermind.
Okay. Well, that sounds, very... Well, very first of all, very interesting program. You also had a webinar recently. I watched that as well. So
yes, you were there.
That was really nice to watch. And yeah, so what can you give some example why some people fail at live streams?
So some people when it comes to live streaming, one of the reasons why they fail is that.
Right.
They just lack confidence. Like they don't know what to say. And when you don't know what to say, you don't know what buttons to push.
Right.
And you don't know how to really connect with an audience. A lot of live streamers, you know, the experts out there, and I say that with quotes, you know, they'll say something where it's just like, just push the button. Just push the button and go live. And the reason why you don't want to do that just yet is because when you do a Facebook Live, anyone that's ever connected to you will get a notification. And when you have that opportunity to capture somebody's attention, you really want to be on point in terms of your messaging and what you want your desired outcome to be. So if for any reason you're live streaming and you're just rambling, at that point, someone's going to completely tune you out. And that's not what you want to do because that will go ahead and backfire on you in terms of the potential of live video. So that's one example of like why people fail with live streaming is that they lack the confidence. And so they most likely never even start. The second reason is they don't plan in advance. They don't know what their desired outcome is going to be. They don't give people a heads up that they're actually going to go ahead and go live. So they think that I'm just going to go live and people are going to tune in. No, if you think about like all the different distractions that we have, all the other different forms of entertainment that you have in your newsfeed, you're competing with that. So you have to give a compelling reason why people should go ahead and tune into your show specifically. And if you don't have the format that gets people to tune in, then they're going to go ahead and tune you out.
Right. Okay. So to have a successful live stream, it's important to prepare and also to promote it and be confident. So it's like, preparing for a live TV show or...
I mean, think of it as you're promoting an online event, right?
Right.
And just because you go live doesn't mean people are going to go ahead and tune in. And it doesn't mean that people are going to tune in until the very end. So you have to treat it like any other online event, whether it's like a webinar or, you know, a concert or something. You have to give enough lead time to get people buzzing about it. And willing to commit to that specific time frame of when you're actually going to go live.
Exactly. So like preparing for speaking at an event.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So what kind of tips can you give to businesses to brand themselves better on with video?
With video? Oh, gosh. You know, some people, they always say like, oh, you know, I'm awkward in front of the camera. And it's really this. I mean, it's just... You have to practice, right? Like no one gets in front of the camera and is a complete natural, right? So practice, you could practice with just using like the selfie feature on your smartphone.
Right.
Just get used to seeing yourself on camera. What are your mannerisms? You know, do you blink a lot? You know, how do you want yourself to look like on camera? And get used to the sound of hearing your own voice because... When you're speaking and you hear your voice in your head, it sounds a lot deeper. But if you listen to a recording of your voice, like for me, example, it's a little bit higher, which for me took a while to get used to. But as soon as you start to get comfortable with, you know, your best camera angles and how you sound, then that's going to make it less awkward for you. So just practice in advance. So whether it's just recording on your phone, practicing with Instagram stories, that's an easy way to do it. Or if you want to create like a private Facebook group, you know, you could just keep practicing in your group.
So the advice is to go live and practice or do it privately. So that would be good to get feedback from others.
Yeah, which is why I like to do the private group, because then I could invite other people and say, okay, how does my camera look? How does the audio sound? Is there any latency? Do I need to adjust my lights at all? Usually if I'm ever doing a show, like I'll do a test broadcast into my private Facebook group and I'll say like, okay, I switched the setting on my mic. How does this sound? This is the cardioid setting, or this is the other setting. How does it sound? Right. And I'm always taking notes of like, okay, cool. I like how that sounds, you know? And then that way I know what the proper setup is for my show versus other people where they're just like, oh, you can't hear me. And then they just start messing with it right then and there. It's like, no, like take the 30 minutes to figure out your tech before you actually go live.
Right. So a lot of preparing goes into that.
So much preparation.
So and what camera do you use at the moment, right now? Is this just your phone or is it special?
This is a Panasonic GH5. So it's a DSLR camera.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, yeah, it looks amazing. So, and if I look at your website, it's so creative and so many, also very nice blog posts. Where do you get your creative insights from?
You know, I would say from a strategist perspective, I get a lot of insight from my Facebook group. So there's the Social Media Strategist Facebook group. And a lot of times we'll have new members come in and they'll ask questions about, how do I develop a social media strategy for this business vertical? Or can you tell me more about the new Instagram TV and how that can help me grow my email list? Those types of questions give me the fodder and the ideas in terms of what I should talk about on Lights, Camera, Live. As far as testing things out, you know, I love to consume other content that's out there. So there's other content creators that I look to for inspiration. Like I love what Roberto Blake does. I love what Mike Alton does in terms of all of the blogging things that he does. Joanne Pham from the Perry Girls. Like there's so much that's out there that they teach. And once you get one idea, you could piggyback off of it and innovate off of it or iterate and come up with a new idea. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're doing a good job. Yeah, what can we expect more from you in the future, and what kind of platforms will you be focusing on?
Well, now that they announced LinkedIn Live, I think that's probably going to be like the next one that I want to play around and experiment with. Like, can I create a branded show on LinkedIn, and how can I do that with the software that I already have? If you're following me on Instagram, which you already are, but your listeners, if they stumble upon any of my Instagram lives, like I am now testing how to brand my Instagram live and how I could bring up to 4 different guests on the show with me. So I always, you know, when everyone does one thing, it's like, I'm just going to push a button and go live. I usually try to go the different direction. I'm like, I'm going to make this stand out from everyone else. I'm going to do like bumper videos, and I'm going to bring on guests, and I'm going to learn how to screen share. That's what you can expect from me in terms of my content, is that I'll always teach you the advanced levels.
All right. To see the unseen and be different than everybody else. I think that's also a way to set yourself apart and be noticed. That's a great way to do it as well. Well, I think you're doing an amazing job, and I want to wish you good luck on your speaking event at Social Media Marketing World. And it was really nice talking to you. And I really thank you for sharing your tips and wish them with us. And yeah, I will be following you on Instagram and see what you're up to. And yeah, hopefully one day we will meet at an event.
I hope so too. Yeah. Right. Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Is there any URL where people can find you from, more about you?
Yeah. You know what? The best place to find any of my content will be lightscameralive.com. But if you want to be a part of the strategist group, then head on over to facebook.com/group/SM strategist. Okay. And then you'll get a front row seat to all the stuff that I'm testing.
All right. Okay. I will share it as well in the show notes. And I'll be let you know when the podcast is live.
Yay!
All right. Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. And talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast with Stephanie Liu. You can find more information about her in the show notes. And I would also love to hear your feedback, so just leave a comment in the post. And also, if you're planning to do any live streaming yourself, let me know. I'm planning to do more live streaming myself, and I just bought a complete video kit called the Shure MV88 Plus video kit. It's a premium digital stereo condenser microphone, and yeah, it's completely for mobile. So I'm gonna take this on my my trip, my live podcast tour. I'm really excited about that. It's next week, so I'll be celebrating the new Creative Insights show with a live podcast tour. So I'll be traveling to Miami and I will host a live show with interviewing local creative entrepreneurs, social media influencers, and taking you behind the scenes into conversations with a lot of interesting people. So we will have many more inspiring guests coming up. And if you haven't subscribed to my show yet, please take out your phone right now and subscribe to the Creative Insights podcast so that you don't have to miss another episode. I also would really appreciate if you guys will leave me a review on iTunes. So once again, my name is Mike Reinhardt. I'm here to help you become more effective online and grow your business. You can find me online everywhere as Mike Reinhardt on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and my website, mikereinhardt.com. Well, thanks for listening, and see you in the next episode.